I'm Michelle Cuthbertson, the Parenting Facilitator at Georges River Life Care. Today I'm going to chat about managing the day-to-day life of parenting with all its ups and downs. As I record this podcast, we've begun to see the government lifting some of the COVID-19 restrictions. Restrictions which have required all of us to make many adjustments to our day-to-day lives. It's been a huge challenge for many families, and there's still some uncertainty about what might happen next. Some of us enjoy times of change and manage it with ease, but for others, change of any sort can be very stressful. Change can be big, as some have experienced in recent months. Change can be positive, like moving to a new house. But we all respond to change and challenging situations differently. Our children observe us closely, and they mirror our emotions. So it's important for us to be honest about what's happening, giving only as much information as the child needs, and reassure them that whilst we might seem a little worried or upset at the moment, we're still there for them. We're ready to listen and answer questions. The most important thing that we can do at these times is be available for our child. Many of us are looking forward to returning to normal, whatever normal might be. But in fact, it seems normal family life keeps changing. And I wonder if it'll ever get back to how it was. And do we really want to return to all that busyness? Recently, I read an article by an economist who referred to this time that we've been through as the Great Pause, when we've seen life at home change so radically. We have indeed taken a pause in time from the normal. And this left me reflecting. In years to come, when our children look back at this time, the time of the Great Pause, how will they remember it? Will it be a memory of enjoyable family time, or will they have less favourable memories? You see, the outcome for our children in relation to any point in time and how they remember it is directly related to how we choose to manage life for us and for them on a daily basis. In recent months, parents have had to make decisions and adjustments for their family, and no one has been immune to the stresses and anxiety that come with facing the unknown. It seems this has happened in varying degrees across the community, for those who are struggling and feeling lost and anxious, to those who are doing well and simply riding the waves of change. Research tells us it's never too late for parents to make changes, to manage life differently, to achieve the wanted outcomes for their children. So let's think about some of the ways that we can ensure our times with our family are giving our children the solid foundation that they need to move forward into whatever tomorrow might bring. Every human being has an innate need to feel safe and secure, to feel we belong, that we're just accepted, lock, stock and barrel, with all our faults and quirky ways. We need to know that those around us love us, not for what we do, but simply because we are. Just like us, our children are hardwired for security. They need home to be their safe haven, where they'll be accepted and supported through all the challenges that life brings. They need to know that the adults in their life are available, ready to be fully present when they need us, like when things go wrong or when they're feeling unsettled by their emotions. At the same time, children draw security in knowing the grown-ups are in charge. It's the grown-ups' job to ensure home is a safe haven that we all need. So, no matter what's going on, the grown-ups need to be in charge, and children will draw a great deal of security in knowing this. We can be warm and kind, but it is essential that our children also know that we're in charge. But I'll cover more about the role of grown-ups in my next podcast when I talk about children's behaviour. If we recognise the importance of the child's sense of security, then we need to consider how well we do that. Consistency and structure provide limits, and they provide the regulation that children need for their well-being. Children actually thrive in an environment which offers structure and consistency, on knowing what comes next, knowing what's expected of their behaviour, knowing what happens if they break the rules, and knowing they can count on things to happen in a familiar way, like what will happen at certain times during the day. It's important to have structure to each day, whether you're all at home together all day, or whether some are at school or work. You can set a constant rhythm in place for the times you are at home. Think about the rhythms of a day at your place, getting up, getting ready for the day, right through to bedtime. Of course, weekends might take on one pattern and weekdays another, but that's to be expected. If you provide a foundation of predictability, such as meal times, bedtime routines, and daily chores, your children will be more able to be flexible when situations change or when something happens which is beyond our control. Of course, once there's structure in place, then you can introduce some spontaneity. You might camp out in the living room or give them a treasure map to find their afternoon tea or plan a movie night with popcorn. Surprise them with times of just being together, relaxing and having fun. Family meal times are a great way to provide connection and routine and to check in with the children about how they're travelling. Meal times up at the table with the TV off and the mobile phones in the next room, yes, yours as well as theirs, means that we can really engage and be available for them without any interruptions. Meal time should be a time of family enjoyment, to relax and be with each other, sharing our day. This is not the time to rouse on them for the chores that they haven't done, but a time for mums and dads to employ their reflective listening skills and delight in the company of their children. Consider having a family meal time every day together. The routine of life at home can also include regular, scheduled family meetings where worries and concerns can be shared and everyone can have a say in finding solutions. Set an agenda and a time for your family meeting. Put the agenda on the fridge so everyone can add to it if they wish. And you'll probably need some ground rules for the meeting, such as one person talks at a time and one topic at a time. If it seems like everyone wants to speak at once and taking turns needs to be reinforced, introduce something like a funny hat, and then it's only the person wearing the hat that can speak. And I know some might need a timer to stop them speaking once they have the floor. Choose a different chairperson each time. Even young children can take a turn with this. You can discuss the daily routines that you've put in place, such as bedtime, exercise, fun activities. Make a plan for a movie night or a special family outing. You could put safety on the agenda and share ideas about how to remember to wash our hands. Or how can we better distribute the chores? Give everyone a voice. Although the adults will make the final decision, if each child feels that they've been listened to, then they're more likely to cooperate with the outcome. Too often when things need to happen, the responsibility falls on one person to organise and take care of everything. That person might become resentful, anxious, overwhelmed. And it teaches children, and sometimes partners, to sit around and wait for the person to do it, or for that person to start nagging. So if this is an issue at your place, put the tasks and the chores on the family meeting agenda. Let others know how you're feeling. Ask for ideas to solve the problem. Children love to find solutions to problems. They like to try and fix things. And if you give them the opportunity, they might surprise you with an idea that just might work. A family meeting might be a new concept at your place, but take your time, explain what will happen, and once they realise they're going to be listened to and respected, everyone will want to join in and take ownership for their part in life at home. It's another way to form connections with your children. I know bedtimes can be challenging for parents, but establishing and sticking to a routine for the evenings is essential to your child's well-being. Everyone needs to develop good sleep habits, and this is especially important in times of stress. Brains don't function well when stressed or exhausted. We could become less able to focus, we might become more irritable. Consistent bedtime routines can be established for everyone. For the last hour before bed, screens go off, so children can wind down, read a book, or have a quiet chat with mum or dad. One family I know collects all the phones and devices at 7:30 p.m. These stay in a basket in Mum and Dad's room until everyone's ready to leave the next day. This not only helps with the bedtime routine, but the children get ready quicker in the morning so they can have some time for their screens before school. The family tell me that this small change in their home has made a huge positive impact on the family's well-being. Once your children have an established bedtime routine, there is a bonus. You'll have an hour or two uninterrupted to do whatever you enjoy, and what parent doesn't want some more me time? Busyness can fragment families. Consider how you might do less and think more about connection, being present and available when you can. It really changes the dynamics in your home. If you can find 5 or 10 minutes each day to spend with each child individually, maybe after school or at bedtime, being completely present for anyone is about valuing and honouring them. You will find your children will value themselves more when you demonstrate how valuable they are to you. So let your children know how much you delight in them and want to be with them. Children need us to be the safe landing place when they come home, when things are not going okay, a safe landing place where they feel secure, where they can be themselves and know we love them just because they are. When we think about moving forward into our new normal, have we embraced the great pause as an opportunity to reflect on what's truly important to us and our family? It's maybe been a once-in-a-lifetime chance to ask the really important questions. What's actually important to us? Where have we found meaning and connection? What have we taken for granted? And what can we actually live without? Is the old normal life the one we want to return to? Or do we want a new normal, which is one of family connection and harmony? Thanks for listening today. Please stay tuned for future podcasts where I'll be discussing children's behaviour and regulating children's emotions. For more information about LifeCare's parenting programs, please go to www.grlc.org.au/parenting. Thanks.